Hi, I'm Dee D'Orazio, the associate producer for Wildfire.
And I'm Garfield Whitman, post-production supervisor. And yes, I did say Garfield.
And we're here to discuss anything and everything post-production. On episode 13...
Close shave.
It was written by Marjorie David, by the way.
And directed by Bradford May. Oh. Very well done. Very well. Love you, Brad. This scene's pretty straightforward, so far as I recall. Mild color timing. I think it stayed relatively close to as written. Well, I'm quasi-speculating. It's been a while since I've read the script.
I don't think we had to do any ADR for these performances. Everything was good.
And ADR is audio dialogue replacement, if we don't know. Anytime RF hits or background noises, anything gets in the way of hearing dialogue, we need to replace it for clarity, for international purposes as well. This Baby Wildfire in previous episodes, episode 12, which is For Love or Money, we shot, or Gary actually, Gary Goodman, the line producer, set up a HD camera setup to record the actual birth of Baby Wildfire. And we shoot on 16mm film, so we needed to integrate that tape material into our 16mm film, which we did on the previous episode, and that image of Baby Wildfire we just saw reminded me of it. And this credit, or the main title sequence, was developed in a video house. Was it Dave Keffer?
Keffer, yeah.
Kefsky Productions, I believe. Dave, I expect discounts now. We recently wanted to go in and redo some of the work for foreign distribution to keep all elements in 4x3 safe, but Dave wasn't available, and we managed to work out some other system. Actually, Bobby Williams did.
And typically every season we have to update some of the images and find a more current shot, like mm-hmm. of Nana, for instance.
Haircuts, anything. Which, by the way, this location causes the most trouble for us in ADR, as the wind rips through in New Mexico and leaves are always present. Horses, any noises you can think of that would happen on a working ranch occur and constantly getting in the way.
Yeah, lots of mic distortion and footsteps on gravel.
Horses talking in the background, it's totally unacceptable.
This is a stock shot we had to get from, we use a company called AM Cameo Stock. It was a hotel just to set up where Jillian lives.
Also, we expect discounts from AM Stock.
Name dropping.
Nicole, who plays Danny, was recently on stage with us for our final mix of, I believe, episode 2012. And because of the fact that we post in Los Angeles and shoot in New Mexico, sometimes the actors don't get to see the final product and the final steps of post-production. And so when she was on stage and noticed all the ADR work and all the time it takes to sync up sound and make levels match, she thanked us and understood better and appreciated that she was more aware of the ADR process and what went in and why it was necessary, which it obviously is important if you don't know why you're doing it. Why? I'm not going to do it. Tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
There was a question that came up as to whose idea was it to bring up the watch, to use Carrie's watch as a thread in this episode. And all I can say is it must have been, you know, Marjorie. She was the writer.
Yeah.
You
know. Combination of writers and executives, I would imagine.
Yeah. Supposedly they have like 3 or 4 different Wildfire horses.
Oh, man, just like the General Lee.
Yeah.
Dope.
But they had like 6 or...
We don't crash them, though. We keep them all running. American Humane.
Some are more like sympathetic, you know, and... can do like actual acting and responding, and others are just for the, you know, strides and writing.
Just the good old boys.
That exterior was actually a look. Was the actual Davis exterior
down in New Mexico. Seeing little details in the background, we just saw the clock in the background, the tick-tock. It may be something that the executives want to hear to add drama to a scene, just to have that little, I forget what you call that element of the clock, but just tick-tock, moving back and forth, every little detail.
Yeah, actually, I think Susan Kubota, our editor, actually accentuated that effect in her rough cut to point up the tension of the scene between the family members.
Between Junior wasting all dad's money. Irrational. Hear that? We missed pulling out a line, an off line. You hear that little bit of Danny's line?
I did.
Which obviously, well, you won't hear on the final, but.
Yeah, we cleaned that up.
I guess you gotta cut that out. Also, this can be a noisy location. Still a working ranch in New Mexico as well. All the sound effects of the horse are added in post, at least 90% of them. Sometimes we get some clean ones that will just work right there from production. And all these music beats that you hear come in are spotted approximately 7 days prior to the mix. If you had to ask our composers, you might say 4 days. Sorry, gosh, run a little behind sometimes. But all of that we do in the offline process, just prior to getting to stage and finalizing everything, and setting up our tones for the show so our executives can convey the feelings they want to our composers, and we can place and write music for it. And the same happens with sound effects. Anything they want to hear, such as that clock we spoke of, and anything else.
We have quite a library that was provided to us by Lionsgate Television, also for the editors to draw from for different music passages or soundtracks and that kind of thing that they can use as a temp before we get in and actually have the composer do the actual, you know, score or whatever. Plus, we have music needle drops, right? Songs.
Mm-hmm. These needle drops are. Music supervisor is Trisha Holloway, and she provides some dope-ass beats. I hope I can say that on ABC Family Internet.
Some of them, which actually become featured artists on the show that we somewhat advertise with a music ad card at the end of the show.
We'll hold off on that until we get there.
Yeah. About the product placement of this Volkswagen Garfield.
Oh yeah, this is somewhat to be determined, but this was shot with the intention of being product placement. At least I believe I heard after the fact, of course, but I believe the conversation was in place with Volkswagen for this to be a product placement and a spot for the show. But as of this moment, which is 3 days away from, or actually 2 days away from sending final delivery of the show in, we don't know. And need to get that information to title the show, which we'll do tomorrow. Get down in the car. Damn, I can't believe it. can see here, the wind is blowing, and that is one of the elements that causes RF hits and sound microphones. And is it lapel mics that they're referring to as lapel mics?
Lavalier lapel mics.